Gardening with Gavin from Lee Rowan's Garden World.
Well, I've got to say, this is the most favourite part of the week for me, having a chat with Gav from Lee Rowan's, and he's online here this afternoon. G'day, Gav.
Hello. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm okay. How are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty good.
How you been with work? Have you been busy?
Yes. It's still fairly busy. I mean, it's up and down depending on what the weather does, because the weather's up and down. So at the moment, it's chugging along really well.
You are right, though. The weather is up and down. I mean, today it's quite warm out there.
It's very warm out there, and tomorrow is supposed to not be.
No, it's supposed to cool down again, and more rain looks as though it's headed our way as well, Gav.
Yeah, I know. But as I said before, I mean, that is spring for you. Spring is up and down.
Well, it is, yeah, but I think we were talking about this last week. I don't mind it if it rains two or three times a week.
No, not at all. Look, everything's so green and lush.
Look,
and that's what
I would
want leading into Christmas.
Yes.
Is all your yards nice and green and lush.
Yes, look, I'd rather things being green than, you know, the other way around. I mean, we don't want it to be the other way around, surely.
Absolutely. You don't want brown lawns. You don't want brown plants, most certainly. And you don't want a high water bill. So if we can get a couple of days of nice rain once a week, that would be perfect. That keeps everything in order.
And, yes, keeps us all very happy as well.
Absolutely.
Indeed. Now, today, we are talking about how to grow a successful hedge.
Well, yes. Look, it's coming up to that time of year when people want to put maybe a divider hedge, maybe to block off a person that's got their windows overlooking your yard. Maybe it's just to divide your yard into segments. A lot of people are doing their yards into so-called rooms now, where you have a pool room. You might have an activity room where the kids go. You may have a room where you put your garbage bins and your lawn locker and your clothesline and those sort of things. And people are tending to want to section those off, not necessarily screen them all together, but maybe put a low meter high segment through it to if you like, divide the yard into different rooms. And that's what we're going to talk about today, is how you do that successfully, because there are certain things when doing that will promote growth and will provide you with what you want in the long run. Because there are rookie mistakes a lot of people do. They either put their plants too far apart, they plant them all, and then they stand back and wait till they get to the height they want, and then they start trimming it, and you end up with bare bottoms and all the bushiness at the top, and you stand back and you wonder how you're going to fix it, and there really isn't a way of fixing it. So we have to get all this right from the start. Now, as far as distance apart your plants go, is regulated onto the height that you want. So let's go, if you wanted a small screen, maybe to segment off a part of the yard, or just a small hedge up to a meter, you go three plants to the meter. If you want to go maybe the 1.2, 1.4, you know, something about the 5 foot mark, you would go two to the meter.
Okay.
So you would go about 600 to 700 apart. When you go over the 2 meter mark, so let's say eye height and above, it's probably the easier way to say it, you would go roughly 900 to a meter apart. So it's all comes back to how high you eventually want that to go. But don't have them too far apart, because you will never get them to join up properly, or if they do join up, they'll only join up at the very top, and you'll end up with that dreaded V look between the bottoms, where the bases will always stay apart, and then the foliage will gradually get closer and closer towards the top. And that is the one thing about all things that you want to avoid. So first off, get them the right distance apart. Secondly, prepare your ground.
Yes.
So, and in Newcastle, that's especially poignant, because we either have as I lived in Swansea for a while, pure sand. Then I moved up to New Lambton Heights, and it was solid clay. So either way, you need to get lots and lots of organic matter in the ground, maybe build that ground up, even if you mounded that garden, that long length of garden where you're going to put this row of plants in, mound it up slightly with really good organic material. Now, you can literally buy trailer loads of organic soil. You can buy what they call planting compost in bags, which is sold like potting mix bag, which is a fabulous idea, especially if there's an existing garden and you just want to build it up a little bit more. Now, these things have gypsum, which is a fabulous product for breaking up clay. They also have water crystals. They have combining things in them that will make that soil much better to set your plants on the right path. So something in there, however you buy it, to bolster that soil to get good growth out of it. The next thing I would tell people, once they've planted whichever hedge they're going to go for the height that they want, I would then tell people, trim them. And people look at me funny when I say that, but trimming a plant will stimulate it to send out more shoots. So if you want your hedge thick, there is no point planting them all and say, oh, okay, I want a hedge that's my eye height so that I can't see whatever's on the other side. There is no point standing back and just waiting for it to grow to that height, because it will A, take a lot longer, and B, be very thin at the bottom. If you start trimming it every 3 months, so basically once a season from the day that you plant it, and I'm only saying maybe take, let's say in the old scale, which I am, an inch off the top, so 20 to 25 mil off the top every 3 months, that will A, thicken it from the base up so you don't end up with that gap at the bottom, and B, encourage it and stimulate it to actually grow faster than what it would have if you'd have just sat back and hosed it and watched it grow. So it will make a big difference to the overall look of what you're going to end up. So lots and lots of trimming. Now, these days, of course, back in my day, you used to get the old shears and your arms would get damn sore because you'd be shearing backwards and forwards with them. Nowadays, of course, they're all little cordless battery trimmers and they really take no effort at all to do. So it's not a big deal like it used to be. You can do a light trim, and that's all it is, every 3 months, and it will take you half an hour to do an entire hedge, which is really nothing when you're looking at the overall effect that you want at the other end. The next thing I would tell you to do is when you do that trim, always feed. Never trim and not feed. So always snip off with one hand and a handful of pellets with the other. Now, I'm not overly worried what you use. You could use a shovel full of cow manure on each plant. You could use a handful of my favorite 5-in-1 organic pellets per plant. You could use good old blood and bone, which has been around forever. You could use any of those products as long as you put a handful around the plants when you trim them. So one will remind you to do the other one, which is the other reason why I like to do it. And that way you'll never forget one from the other. Now, if you do that 3 times a year, you will end up with a fabulous, thick, bushy hedge or screen right to the bottom. Now, the only difference between a hedge and a screen, by the way, is that overall perfect trimmed look. Yeah, if you want that overall perfect trimmed look, that is a hedge. If you just want a screen, you do the sides and the front and thicken it up and let it go taller.
Rightio, okay. I was just about to say to you, sorry about that. The thing I've taken out of so far, all the wonderful advice you've given, is one of the big things with hedges is you make sure you be prepared, make sure you've got the right soil.
Yes.
I guess when it comes to your trimming and your feeding your hedge as well is very important too. So, I mean, there's more than, just putting your heads there and just hoping it's going to go the way it's going to go. You've got to make sure that you have all your the things in place that that the hedge is going to thrive for you once you get it in.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the best thing you can do, if you want a row of hedge plants down, say, a fence line, don't do individual little holes for each plant. That is the worst thing you can possibly do, mainly because the upkeep will be tremendous trying to keep the grass away from the base of them, and B, it just makes it much harder to look after them. So if you're going to do that and you're going to have plants that are 900 apart, there is no point than doing this nice little square of soil around the bottom of each and leaving a gap between the centre of lawn, because I'll tell you now, that will never ever last. You'll end up with either grass growing right up to the base of these plants, which will slow them down, or the poor plants will look very yellow and neglected because the lawn will take up whatever food you put around the base of them. So make sure when you're doing that, make sure you've got that line of garden down there that you can put all these things in, and then you've only got one edge to have to trim the lawn away from, and not every side of each little square that you have down that length of area.
Well, there you go. I mean, it goes to show lots to take into consideration when you're, of course, growing your own hedge there at home, and there's plenty of great advice there from Gav from Lee Rowan's Garden World. And I no doubt would have no issues, I guess, if our listeners just want to pop down if they have any more questions whilst you're at the nursery there. That
no.
If they can pop down and if there's something else they'd like to maybe ask you, that should be okay?
Absolutely. And next week we'll talk about a lot of the plants that you can use for this actual purpose.
Okay, sounds good. Now, I suppose, as we say every week, no doubt we have new listeners. And for those who may not know, or maybe new to the area, where Lee Rowan's Garden World is, can you explain to us?
We are at the bottom of Hillsborough Road at Warners Bay, which runs all the way from Charlestown down to the Warners Bay end. We are right down the bottom of the road on the, well, I suppose as you're coming down the road, we're on the right-hand side, big two-story building opposite the traffic lights. We have a fabulous gift shop, fabulous lunch if you want to come in and have lunch at the same time. They've just released a new spring-summer menu, so that all looks really nice. Come down and see us. We're open 7 days a week. That's always a good idea. If you want bulk soils and sands to get this garden started, you can also get them from our Western Depot up Western Curry Curry Way. There is a depot up there, a landscape yard up there. You can pick all this bulk stuff up from to get these gardens moving. Other than that, we also have our fabulous website. And as I said last week, at the moment, for the month of October, every order that's put in over $50, you get a $10 reward back again.
And that's fantastic. All right, it's been a pleasure, Gav, as always. Enjoy the rest of your week, and we look forward again to catch up with you next Wednesday at the same time to talk gardening.